Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Chapter 11, Law 4, page 200 and 201 in the Maznaim. We now move on. Every couple halachas is a new topic of things that you're not allowed to do because it's kinds of things that non-Jews do. It's not the laws of idol worship per se, but it's very much related to not believing in that Hashem takes care of you and not trusting in Hashem and things like that. And we're going to use all kinds of terms that the Torah uses, and the Rambam elaborates exactly what it means. Again, page 200 and 201, Halacha Dalet. Ein menachashim ka'ovei kachavim. We don't do something that's called to be menachesh, which we're going to translate in a minute, like the idol worshippers and the non-Jews do. Shenamar, the Torah says this verb, lo sinachashu, you shall not sinachashu. Now, English is going to call it soothsayers, which really doesn't tell you much. I don't know what saying sooth is. So if I can say a soothsayer, it doesn't help you anything. So we're just going to need the mamam's explanation, and we just will all call it in Hebrew being menachesh. That's all. You cannot be menachesh. What is menachesh? We're going to tell you in 1 minute. But you can't do that. So Rambam says, ketzinu anachash. What is nachash? That's the verb. Now, we're not talking about a snake, not a snake that's nachash. But nachash is a verb, as you had with Lavan. When Lavan and Yaakov was there, Lavan used the word nichashti. Also as such a verb. So, I soothsayed. So what does it mean? So ketzinu anachash. Kegon. For example, Elish Amrim, the guy said this, Ho, v'nofla piti mi pi. Let's say guy's eating some bread. They would have, it's like, what do you call it? Like bad omens. There's right. Another word for it. What's the other word?
Karma?
Not karma. No, bad luck, bad omens. There's a word for it. It'll come to me. It'll pop into
Superstition.
My mind. Superstition. I think that's a better word. Superstition. You'll see the examples how we use superstition. I think that's probably the better word. You'll see. So anyway, they had a superstition. If you're having a piece of bread in your mouth and it falls out for whatever reason, it's a bad sign. Right? Or my staff that I was holding, it just slipped out of my hand. Since that happened, I'm not going to work today. Every day you go to work, every day you have breakfast, you have your cereal, you have your toast, right? And you're eating your bread, the bread just fell out of your mouth. Oh, since the bread fell out of my mouth, it's a sign I shouldn't go to work today.
That happened to you, Howard?
The guy has his stick, he's going with his stick, the stick fell out of his hand, the stick fell out of my hand, I'm not going there today. Because she may lech, because if I go, ain't chavat say nasim, what am I going to want? It's not going to happen, it's not going to work out. You already see things are going wrong today. So what do you call it? So they call it a soothsayer. What is that? I don't know what that is. So, but I think, what do we say?
Superstition.
Superstition. That's a superstition. You don't keep a superstition. Or, ho v'over shul mimini, since a cat went to my right side.
There you go, the black cat.
Say, I'm not going out of the house today.
Whoa, the right side.
I got out the wrong side of the bed, wrong side of the cat.
This is actually
far off. I'm sorry, a shul. I was thinking the cat. That's what I said, right?
My fault.
I was thinking the black cat, right? Fox, you're right. So if fox went to my right, I'm not going to do it. She may say, because if I go out, you've got any autumn ramai. A swindler will get me, because the fox is the most clever, sly of animals. So it's like a fox got by. So if I sign a foxy guy is going to be after me, I ain't going to get an empty business. I'm not going to buy any real estate in Florida today, right? Or you hear a certain bird chirping. You know, it's going to be this way, it's not going to be that way. Or tov lasos dover ploni, varalos dover ploni. It's good for me to do this, bad for me to do that. All based on what the superstition was. Or let's say like this. Shechat tarnagolze. Let's check this rooster. Shekara orbis. That crowed like a certain type of a raven. Crowed like a raven, let's shech this one. Or shechat tanozu, shech this rooster. Shekara kamotaro, that crowed like a rooster. Whatever types of different superstitions they had. Other commentaries say it's, let's say, slaughter this rooster which crowed in the evening as opposed to the roosters who crow in the morning. Like, which one should I shech? Well, I'll shech the one that crowed this. It's probably going to be better for me to eat. It's all not based on any reality, just on superstition. Or another example, or let's say the guy gives himself his own signs. He makes up his own signs. This is already beyond superstition. Now we'll see. He sets up what the future should be for him. For example, imyerali kach v'kach. If such and such happens, then eser dover ploni. Then I'll do this. And if this doesn't happen to me, I won't do this. Now that's not called superstition. Now. Right? But, and the Gemara says, the Rambam says, Eliezer Eved Avram, like Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Because what did Eliezer say? Eliezer says, I have to find a wife for Yitzchak. So you know what? I'm going to make a test. Any woman's going to come and tell me, here, I'll give you to drink, and I'll give, and she offers to give me and to the donkeys. That I know is for a Yitzchak. And if not, not. Hold on. Now, the question, but he says, right away it's going to be. And right away, whoever it is, doesn't even check out her pedigree, doesn't know if she's Jewish, non-Jewish, whatever, Moabite, whatever, just does it. Right, her father could be Jack the Ripper. Doesn't matter. Just says it's going to be what's going to be. Right, so that's kind of saying if such and such happens, then I will do this. That's like a lesson. We'll see. There's a lot to talk about. Let's just finish the Rambam first. But there's a lot of commentary.
Whoa.
Anything like that, hakol aser. You're not allowed to do any of these things. That's all called minachesh. That's the Hebrew word minachesh, which basically saying if something happens, this that will determine if I should do this and this. So we want to call it superstition, although the last case is not quite. Oh, it's saying, well, if this happens, then I'll know to do this. If you do this, it's all not allowed. If you do anything based on that, as you act on the superstition, like you get lashed. Remember, you can only get lashed if you do an action. So watching a fox go by you and saying something, you can't get lashed for that, because you're just watching a fox. You're just saying something. Saying is also not an action. But if now, instead of every morning you say, I go out of the house, and that now the fact that, you know, or I go to work, and said, I'm going to do something else. So if you act on the superstitious omen, then you get lashed for
it. Not going to work would be seen to be
an action. Well, you'd have to still do something. So I guess like you walk to the kitchen. You have to do something, right? If you do nothing, can't lash you for doing nothing per se, right? But you know, you have to do something. But if you act on, you want to call it premonition, you want to act on the what did you call the word again? Superstition or whatever. I don't know what that word. I don't know why.
Well, the rabbi's so much against it, he doesn't even have it in the vocabulary.
So that you would get lashed, right? And that now is what the word minachesh means. That's what minachesh means. So go give an English translation to minachesh, right? So now, tons of commentary over here. Now, we know it was, so that's what the Rambam says. So Rambam uses Eliezer as a classic example of minachesh that is also. So to this, the Ravid jumps on him, and he asks very strongly. He says, and the Ravid always strong. He says, "This is a big mistake." I'm translating what he says. This is a big mistake because
gross
this
error.
Thing is mutter umutter. It's allowed and allowed what Eliezer did. Right? How could you think that a tzaddik like him, like Eliezer, the servant of Avram, but not only him? There's another case: Yonasan, the son of Shaul. If you recall, in Shmuel Aleph, we learned many moons ago.
Before the honey.
With the Plishtim, remember they were afraid to fight the Plishtim. He goes up the mountain with his servant and he says, if they say, come up to us, that's a sign, good sign, we should fight them. If they say we're going to come down to you, that's a bad sign and we shouldn't fight.
Yeah.
Right? So Gomorrah gives these as the two classic examples, Eliezer and Yonasan. Now, Eliezer is a servant of Avram, and he was called the most trusted of all his servants. Mm-hmm. And Yonasan clearly was a tzaddik, was a Jewish tzaddik, right? And they both made this minachesh. They said, if this and this happens, then we will do this. So he says, and you're going to tell me that they transgressed the Avera of Lo Senachashu? But the Rambam does have a statement of the rabbis which he bases it on. Gemara says like this: anyone who does nachesh, not like Eliezer and not like Yonasan, if it's not like them, that's not considered nachesh. It's a double negative. Any nachesher, okay, that doesn't nachesh like Eliezer and Yonasan, that's not considered nachesh. Now, take out all the doubles, what does that mean? What they were doing was nachesh.
So they're the poster kids.
And it's like saying, you want to know what nachesh is? What those do. So they don't do, you don't do like that, and that's not nachesh. So Rambam understands it to mean, well, I guess what they did was prohibited.
Sounds like.
Right? Any nachesh who doesn't do like Eliezer and Yonasan did, that's not nachesh. So what does that mean to say? So what if you do like it? That is nachesh. And nachesh is usher. I guess what they did was usher. That's what Gemara says. So Rambam takes that at face value and says, I guess they did something that was usher. And the rabbi is saying, no, that's not, doesn't mean that. He says, that's not to learn it that way. It means to say that, you know what, if your nachesh is not like those two, you shouldn't rely on the omen. if a Nachesh is not like Eliezer's Nachesh, and not that Eliezer's was Osir, not that Yonason's was Osir, but their Nachesh was a correct Nachesh in terms of knowing the prediction was correct. Eliezer says, whoever can go offer me the water without me asking anything, I know this is the one that was a proper omen. And Yonason said, if they tell me these words, it's a proper omen. Any other kind of Nachesh, like if the cat just crosses in front of me, I'm not going to listen. That's not a proper omen. That can't prove anything. So the Gemara wasn't saying it's usher, it's just saying you should know that the other things are just total narishkeit.
But that would leave the door open to do it like Eliezer.
And that would mean, according to the Rabbi, there's nothing wrong with doing it that way. Gemara is not saying the definition of what's a prohibited type of nachesh. It's just saying what is a successful nachesh. We're not getting into prohibited or not prohibited. When the Gemara just says any nachesh is not like them, isn't a nachesh. Now the question is, you can look at it two ways. A Rambam says, well, I guess their nachesh was usher. If you do it like them, it's usher. Or you can say, we're not talking about usher or not. Just saying, is it something you can rely on? We're just talking about fact. Can you rely on a nachesh or not? Well, I'll tell you, if you did it like Eliezer or Yonason, you could rely on it, and there's nothing wrong with it.
What does it mean to do it like them?
You'd have to give a similar scenario. So let's say you want to find a shidduch for your daughter.
That would mean we could.
So you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell my daughter that when you have a guy, and if he's offering to give you a ride, he's going to take you back and do this even before you ask him. That's a guy you should marry. And whoever guy will do like that, this guy should marry. And that would be a good omen.
Who oils my car and...
You understand?
But you would be allowed?
Yeah, that's what Gemara said. You can rely on such an omen. That's the way to arrive it. We'll learn the Gemara.
Only those scenarios. Like
it has
war,
to be like them.
War and shidduch.
But also, as we'll see in a minute, and it's logical. It's also logical.
Right.
That's going to come back later again. But he's saying, you know, can you rely on such an omen? This is a reasonable omen that makes sense. Right. Say the fox went to my right side. Oh, I'm not going out today. That's not reliable. Forget about usher or mutter. It's just stupid.
Is it the omen that makes sense, or they were tzaddikim?
Yeah, that's what
they
I
could
wanted.
Tell.
Exactly. But the type of omens they made were proper, logical, sensible omens.
But is that enough?
Then it no longer is such an omen anymore, based on just silliness. It's not just superstition. It's more of logic.
But that means we could do it then.
That's right. In other words, and that's what he says. Look how the rabbi concludes. And if Eliezer and Yonason was alive right now, they would beat your tongues with fire.
Oh, meaning to the Rambam.
To you, Rambam. They'd let you have it. Because the Rambam seems to clearly say, like Eliezer, you can't do like Eliezer. Eliezer did wrong. Yonason did wrong. He says, what are you talking about? That is strong. However, the commentator then says, but the truth of the matter is that really the Rambam really fits in with all the Gemara said. And indeed, but he still says the Nachesh of Eliezer Yonason is still Usser, because that's what Gemara Chulin says, talking about the Isser, and not like the Ravid. So the Rambam's opinion is clearly saying it's Usser. However, then Larry says, well, we can still answer the Ravid's Kasha. How could Eliezer Yonason have transgressed? So the Ran explains that the Nachesh, that the Torah says is not allowed, is what? When you make your actions suspended on a symbolism that isn't logical, and you're going to do things not based on any logical, like the bread fell out of my mouth, but something that you're dependent on, something that makes a lot of sense, certainly that's not Nachesh, and that's the Nachesh of Eliezer and Yonason. Because they basically said, if the lady is not lazy and she's, you know, has a lot of get up and go, that is a sign that she's probably the right girl, and that makes a lot of sense, right? And same thing with Yonason. If they just say, "Come up to us," I guess they're not really very strong warriors. They don't really care so much, and that makes sense.
It's more of a test than a
sign. So, in other words, you're using the sign as an example, but not that what they did was wrong. You know, you got to say, there's a few layers of what they did. They said, if such and such happens, then such and such will be my response. Now, that is the classic formula of Nachesh. Now, what makes Nachesh usher is to use that formula, and it's not based on logic. They did it based on logic. So, there's two points to what they did. They did a formula. The formula, per se, would be the formula that would be usher. But you can use that same formula in a permitted way. You do the formula, but it's a logical formula. So a logical formula is okay. So what the Rambam means when he's evoking Elazar as an example, he's saying, you're doing it like Elazar, that if such and such happens, then I will respond such and such. That is the formula of Nachesh. Eliezer's happened to be a kosher Nachesh because it was logical. But all the examples of the Rambam are not logical. And that's what he means by invoking Eliezer and Yonasan. So clearly, you know, it doesn't seem that the Rambam thinks that Eliezer and Yonasan were wicked people and they transgressed. Right? The Rivey's just highlighting it, you know, the way you're presenting it, you make it seem like what they're doing is wrong. But clearly what they did was not wrong. And therefore it's only used as an example as the form of Nachesh, but not the same substance of Nachesh. So the bottom line, as far as we're interested in halacha, if you say, you know, if such and such happens, and that's my omen, it's not based on any logic, and you've acted on that, that is osur. That is osur. And that's how he concludes. And you'll get lashed for it on top of that. If you do an action based, you'll get lashed for that on top of that. Yeah?
I just want to ask you, the quote from the Gemara with the double negative,
yeah.
Is that unusual in Gemara to have such a statement? That
happens at times.
I'm
for example, it says any tnai kuffel, a double edged. Last week's parsha, that's not like bnei god and bnei ruv. It's not a tnai. It's not a condition. Remember the condition that if you cross the land and fight, then you'll get the land. But Moshe made a tnai kuffel, double barreled. He said both halves. He said if you do this, you'll get this, and if you don't do this, you don't get that. Gemara says, you know, that's how conditions should be made. Conditions have to be made, but don't just say one half. If you do this, you'll get that. Okay, but what if I don't do that? I don't get that? Then it's really not a clear condition. So all conditions, so any conditions that's not like B'nai God of B'nai Ruv is not a condition. So you have those kinds of expressions.
Eliezer only did one side. You didn't do both sides.
Well, we're not talking about conditions now. We're just talking about a Nachesh. That's a different thing. You asked the question in such a language. I'm giving another example of such a language. So the question is, did Eliezer do the right thing? You know, he did the right thing. Or others said, you know, maybe it was the wrong thing, but it was with the right intentions. There's another interpretation. In other words, you know what? Taka was wrong. But you know, he was so dedicated. He was so Moser Nefesh. Hashem could, you know, Hashem gives
and
you a break.
And he wasn't a Jew, so he could do it.
Hashem gives you a break. You know, there was another person who did a similar thing. Who else did a similar thing? Well, it was close. Right? With a Yiftach.
Yiftach
said, if I win the war, the first thing that comes to me, I'll give it to Hashem.
Yeah, it was his daughter.
It's not exactly a Nachesh, but he wasn't thinking well. Right? It was a pretty stupid thing to say. Gemara equates Yiftach and Eliezer and Yonasan in this way that it wasn't the smartest thing necessarily to do. Because, especially with Eliezer. With Eliezer. Because Eliezer really didn't make sense, because what if the wrong person would have come? But he had so much trusting in Hashem. He was so Moser Nefesh. Hashem kind of, you know, let it go.
But Eliezer wouldn't be bound by this business.
But we're using him as an example. He was a righteous person. So we want to give an example for person who does things correctly.
I'm just saying that he'd be allowed to do it without a consequence, wouldn't he?
Well, he wouldn't be lashed.
But he did all the mitzvahs anyway. He was somebody, he's an Avram student. He wouldn't do anything that a Jew wouldn't do.
He was monotheistic, obviously.
He was monotheistic, and he learned to have all the Torah from Avram. He wouldn't do things wrong. Okay, enough on that. Next. Halacha. So we're still on the Nachesh. Misha Omer. Now here's a type that sounds like Nachesh, but it's not Nachesh, and is allowed. The person says, Dear Alicia Benice, you know that new house I just bought 6 months ago? You know what? Simon Toy Vice, like, that was really good. It was a good sign. It was a good sign that I did this. In other words, you know, since I've built that house, you know, my business is going crazy. It's unbelievable. I'm making lots of money. My stocks are going up. You know, in retrospect, looking back on that house, it was a good mazel for me. It was a good sign for me to build that house. If you say that, or Isha Zushinasas, you know, this woman I married a half a year ago? You know, don't say it in one breath. Ubehemus Ushiknis, or this animal that I bought.
Don't say it in one breath.
Mivarecha Saisa was a blessing. You know, Me'esha Kenisha. You know, after I bought the cow, or after I married Bessie, right? Asharti, I became. Maybe her name was Bess, right? I became rich. Right? So if you do these things, or vechena shoal etinok, or let's say ask a little young child, just in the kindergarten. Eza pasuk, what pasuk are you reading now? He went to the morale program. He's in the morale track. Saying, what pasuk are you reading right now? Imamar lo pasuk mina brachos. If he happens to mention a bracha, a pasuk has to do with a bracha. Yismach, he should be happy. Yomer, ah, zeh siman tov. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. But he doesn't mean to say that he's decided to do it or not based on what the kid's saying. And he was saying he's planning on doing it anyway. Let's say he's about to make a business deal. And before he goes in, he says, you know, tell me the pasuk you're reading. And he says, oh, you should be blessed. Oh, that's a good sign that what I'm going to do is going to work. Not saying if he says this pasuk yes or no, I'm going to do it or not. You're going to do it anyway. But he says, why don't you know, you're coming to me, he says, want to feel good about it. He says, tell me your pasuk. Oh, ah, it's a good siman. It's going to work out and I'm going to do it. Call Eilik Yosef, all these or anything like that, mutar are allowed. Now, how is that different than what was usher before? The answer is, hovel ki vein masav, since he didn't decide his actions, velo nimna melasos, and it's not preventing it from doing it, that's not what he's doing this for. He's not using it as a sign, as a, what's the word again?
Superstitious
omen. Ela osas as simen la'atzmo, just as his own symbol. For something that was mutar, this is allowed. And that's what the Gemara in Chulin says. A house, a child, and a woman, even though it's not nachesh, but it is a siman. That's what the Gemara says. Meaning to say that nachesh would be, this will make me decide what my future decisions are. But to just say, you know what? It turned out to be a good sign. In retrospect, it was a good sign. That's allowed. Okay? Now, it's interesting. That's how most commentators learn this. But the Ravid disagrees and is more lenient. He says, you know what? You can even rely on these signs even for decisions in the future. And he says there's many great gedolim who in fact would go over to young children and say, read a pasuk, and they would do based on what the kid said on the pasuk. Because they figured it's like it says, you know, prophecy is lost. Now it's only in the hands of crazy people and little children. Yeah. So they would look at it as a type of murder. We even owe Mordechai. Before we met, Haman came.
No, Haman asked for the pasuk. Haman asked for the pasuk, and he got bad news.
Utsu eats of it too far.
Yes.
Right? So he got bad news, right?
Yeah, and that bad news.
So anyway, so even though he argues, right, and the Ravitaka says, if you see three times it works, you should go with it. You should go with this, right? So, and then it brings down Rav Yochanan was deciding, should he go to Bavel? Should he stutter under studying or Shmuel not? He asked the child who was studying, and the child read a pasuk from Shmuel and says, and his name was Shmuel, right? Rav Yochanan said, should he go to Shmuel? He's going to go to Shmuel. So he goes to this kid who's learning Torah. So what pasuk are you reading? And he's reading the pasuk says, and Shmuel died. Now he wants to go to Shmuel. Shmuel, the Amora. Now he's talking about Shmuel Hanovi died. So Rav Yochanan said, I better not take the journey. Right? And there's other similar stories. So what's going on there? So they say they didn't make the decision based on the kid, but it was just reinforcing the decision that they made. However, others say no, that you could use them. So it's a big machlokes. Can you use a child's statement as an omen? Because that's already not superstition. We really feel that's mamish nevuah from Hashem. If a fox goes by you, there's no nevuah from Hashem. Forget it. It's just stam superstition. But we know there is a concept. Prophecy was given over to little children. Little children who learned Torah, there's something to this. So some rabbis take it literally. And if you're not sure what to do, you just ask a kid and you do what he says. That's really nevuah. Right? Others say it's not a proof. They were really going to do it anyway. They just wanted to have be fortified. You know, oh, it's a good sign that it's going to happen. You know, and if it's a bad sign, so I'm prepared for it not to work out. Sometimes they just wanted to prepare themselves. Not that they weren't going to do it anyway. The guy decided to go. And the post says, you know, he's going to die. You know what that means? You know, the business thing probably won't go through. So I'm preparing myself. It's not going to be success. I won't get so angry at Hashem. So you can do things that retroactively can say, you know, it looked like that really turned out to be a good sign. You can do things to maybe support your confidence level, but not to make the decision. The only machlokas is if you ask little children, can that be done? Now what's interesting, which comes to mind, another thing that was not mentioned, but is also the famous Goro Hagro.
Yeah.
There's a concept called the Goro Hagro,
yeah,
where if you're not sure what to do,
you
there's a certain method, not just stam, you turn it this way and that way, I don't know exactly, and you go back and then you open up to the spot.
Chabad is into that.
Chabad, not with the Chumash though, with the Rebbe, with the Rebbe Sichas, with the Tanya or whatever. Well, the Goro. Okay. Anyway, and based on what the Pasuk says, that's what you'll do. you're not sure. Should we open up, you know, should we open up a new Jewish day school or not? You know, so open up a pasuk and you know, oh, this is a pasuk talks about building. Oh, I guess so. So, and the, but one thing for sure, Vilna Gaon, before he did the Hidavin Tashem, he was mispalel and he says, Hashem, I need to get into, I need to know what to do, and I'm going to a Chumash, I'm going to the Torah and this and that. You know, me and you aren't on that caliber to do such a thing, right? Yeah. But you're kind of saying, Hashem, I want to hear an answer from you. It's not just Stam superstition. So if something like the Vilna Gaon, you know, that's a different type of a story. Okay, there's a question? Yeah?
Are you allowed, going back to, hey, like, let's say you're in a difficult situation, dangerous situation or something, you dub into Hashem and say something like, if you get me out of this situation, I'm gonna
give
an extra hour.
That's a neder. That's a different story. That's a neder, which the Gemara says.
But you're basing it on.
That's a neder. Okay. That's a neder. That has nothing to do with, I'm gonna make a decision based on that. That's saying, I will repay you.
Right.
If you do this for me,
you're allowed to make deals.
That's a netter. That's a netter. It's not like, if I see a cat, I'm going to do that. That's not a netter.
No.
That's totally superstition. It's not superstition. If Hashem, if you save my life, you know, people in the Holocaust said, if you save my life, I promise I'll always do this mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's what Hashem wants you to do. He wants you to make vows when you're in trouble. Because now you're saying you're going to do good things.
You're getting close to him.
There's one other thing that just came to mind, and it just slipped out of my mind.
When that happens, it's a bad sign.
No, well, there's one other thing that people do.
How about lucky pins and lucky...
That's all ridiculous.
Can you do it then?
No.
It's samishtus.
Poor back hair, things like that.
No, that's Kabbalah.
Yes, Kabbalah.
There's Kabbalah things. It's not soothsaying.
Like
there's
that.
Kabbalistic things. Let's say if you
red
if,
threads and all that.
No, that's
red threads. Just a reminder that you shouldn't behave in a certain way. But that it's not you saying the red thread's going to make it better for you. It will remind you. No, that's Kabbalistic way because there's mystical problems with doing things in such a way. Just like you don't tie your right shoe before the left shoe. That's already, there's Kabbalistic ideas. It's not omens. This is the way you should do things. It's not superstition. That's the way Hashem wants you to do it. Just like you wash your hands three times. How do you know this? Because that's what Hashem, that's the Kabbalah we have. The Kabbalah is you want to take the tumah off your hands. So the Kabbalah is you start with chesed before gvura. And therefore you put on your right shoe first and then your left shoe. Why you tie your left shoe this? Because we give priority to tefillin. That's already mystical things behind it. It's not just superstition. A person doesn't know anything, thinks you're superstitious. You're not superstitious. Oh, this is what I want to say. What if I have a dream the night before going on a bus, or the bus is going to crash?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have, you know, you hear stories. Let's say Beis Yaakov girls go on a trip. Like, let's say go out of town. And it's the middle of the winter. Right? Weather's treacherous. So four girls have the same dream one night. That the bus is going to crash. They go tell to the principal. Many times I've heard stories like that. Is, you know, we're not going tomorrow. We're going a day later.
Wow.
Now that's not superstition. Because we know there is certain aspects.
99% dreams are nourished.
99%, but 1% not.
You don't take a chance?
Now, if one girl has a dream, it's one. But we know that this Hashem gives you a dream through the power of dream. Hashem is opening up worlds to you, and that's a shtickle prophecy. That's not superstition now. Because it's clear, it's not a cat walked by, we shouldn't go to the bus. What does a cat do with the bus? No, you dreamt that your bus will get into an accident. That's almost a warning.
So,
you know, it depends. You use your, you know, if the girl is a little bit hysterical kind of girl, and, you know, and watch a crazy movie the night before, wait, save us a step. But I know stories that say three or four girls had the same dream that night.
Yeah,
then I say, you know what? We're going to delay it for another day.
Yeah.
So, you never, it could be Hashem is giving you, if Hashem is giving you a sign and it's logical, then you want to be smart to listen to it. Okay, Shkaya. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about Kosem, magician, sorcerer.